Australia's economy may be one of the best performing in the world, but that doesn't include the manufacturing sector. Figures released today show the sector could be sinking into an extended contraction, and industry leaders are now calling more desperately for a lifeline. Joining me now with the details is our finance reporter David Taylor. So David, just how desperate has the situation become for Australia's manufacturing sector?
Well, Eleanor, the manufacturing sector has moved from expanding to contracting. The Australian Performance of Manufacturing Index fell to 49.5, down from expanding at 51.3 in February. Now, 50 separates expansion from contraction, so you see there's not much difference there, but there is a line that's crossed. Now, 7 of the 12 subsectors recorded declines in activity. The worst performing were clothing and footwear and wood products and furniture because of a high Australian dollar, weaker domestic demand, and a flat commercial and residential construction sector. But the best performers were the transport equipment and machinery, and that's, of course, related to the mining boom. Some sectors have become the most expensive in the world, according to the Australian Industry Group, and they say that manufacturers do need to boost productivity. The incoming chief executive for the Australian Industry Group, Innes Willocks, says if we don't, we'll lose jobs.
I think that's almost inevitable that there will be an increase in the unemployment rate if the sector and the construction sector, which is a key sort of sideline of the manufacturing sector, continue to face pressure. And this also flows through into manufacturing services and the like. So I think it's almost certain that if these pressures continue through this year, we are going to see a slow but gradual increase in unemployment, unfortunately.
That's Innes Willocks from the Australian Industry Group. David, does this build the case for the Reserve Bank to lower the official cash rate tomorrow?
Well, Eleanor, there's no doubt the Reserve Bank looks at both unemployment and inflation. And interestingly enough, according to TD Securities today, they try to gauge inflation and where inflation is heading. And they say today inflation has fallen from 2% to 1.8%. Now, it's not an official reading on inflation, but it is below the Reserve Bank's target band of between 2 and 3%. And it's the Australian dollar, according to TD, that's keeping prices contained. Now, it means the Reserve Bank need not worry about inflation pressures if it's thinking of cutting rates. But at this point, you'd have to say nothing has really changed since the last Reserve Bank meeting. So rates are, according to most economists, likely to remain on hold tomorrow. But the Australian dollar did fall on that news.
Some good news there for manufacturers. Now, China is a key driver of the health of the Australian economy overall. What does the latest Chinese economic data tell us about how confident we can be in relying on that?
Well, it's actually really interesting. This morning we had two sets of data, one from the private sector and one from the public sector, and they both told us a different story. One shows expansion in the Chinese manufacturing sector, and the other one showed an actual contraction. China's official manufacturing index shows the sector expanding at 53.1 index points, led by a recovery in motor vehicles and electronics. But HSBC's manufacturing index showed the sector contracting at 48.3 index points, and they blame falling exports for the main threat now. Now, either way, China will probably have to do some work in order to manage the so-called soft landing of their economy. And at this point, most economists are calling for the People's Bank to cut official interest rates and reduce the amount the banks are required to keep in reserve to help manage the economy.
David Taylor, our finance reporter, thank you.